We mentioned earlier that we would be joined in a portion of this hour, as we are now, by Megan McAdoo. She is the executive director of the Marshall Fredericks Sculpture Museum in Saginaw. And here, initially, we were going to be talking about the opening this past weekend and running through the month with a reception this week of the exhibit Hateful Things from the Jim Crow Museum at Ferris State University. But as we say, good morning and welcome, Megan, to you again. Two exhibits that are actually now concurrently, and how did we wind up with these two running concurrently at Marshall Fredericks? Tell us about that.
Good morning. We have at the Marshall Fredericks Sculpture Museum an exhibition that opened a week and a half ago called Explorations in Wood, Selections from the Center for Art in Wood, which is out of Philadelphia. Over 70 amazing works of art, all out of wood. And it's just really astounding to see how different artists can interpret and see the potential in a piece of wood. And so we had that scheduled for a couple of years, and then an opportunity presented itself, was brought to us actually by students at Saginaw Valley State University from the Office of Multicultural Student Affairs for this exhibition called Hateful Things from the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. And they asked us if we would be willing to host that during Black History Month of February. And we were delighted to support them in that, and we have that opening reception this week on Wednesday.
When you have something planned and then something, an additional opportunity comes, did you rearrange the space to accommodate the Jim Crow exhibit, or was something else then maneuvered? How does one plan for an opportunity when it does avail itself kind of later into the process?
Yes, what we did was we looked at our design layout for how we were going to install the Explorations in Wood exhibition, and we were able to fit that all into our large gallery space, and which accommodated space for in the Hateful Things in our smaller exhibition space. And it is a more intimate experience there, so we were happy to do so and hoping to in the future actually leave space in our exhibition calendar to have opportunities that pop up last minute to be able to have the flexibility to do that.
You mentioned the Saginaw Valley State University students bringing it to your attention. Then for what we traditionally think of as activities in and around an opening reception, are they playing a larger role in this? Are there people coming from Ferris State to take part? How is this being presented in terms of the reception this week?
Mm-hmm. So the students are actually getting their own kickoff reception, which is on Tuesday, and that's organized by the Organization for Students Black Unity on campus. And then Wednesday we have our reception that is traditionally invitation only, but we've decided to have this open to the public. On Wednesday, the reception at the museum is from 5 to 7, and then following that, the founder of the Jim Crow Museum, Dr. David Pilgrim, will be giving a lecture on campus and available for questions. And he's also going to be available during the reception for a book signing of his book, Understanding Jim Crow.
Things like this are often then also brought to the attention of area schools so that the younger students can get a chance to come in and experience art in different forms, different media, different topics and themes and so forth. Are either of these in plans going back, as you said, 2 years with the exhibit with the wood artifacts, or this now newer opportunity? Are these being made available or being presented in any way for K-12 schools coming in to see this?
Absolutely. So we are offering, we are been training a host of volunteer docents to be guided, provide guided experiences of the Hateful Things exhibition. And then we have a curator of education that's worked at our museum for over 20 years and specializes in K-12 education and to provide those school experiences that allow for discussion and activities for the youth, but we are hoping that a lot of people, community groups, churches, families, anyone who wants to come and have a guided experience of either one of these exhibitions or both, to just give us a call and let us know what time they want to come, and we would love to provide that for people.
Good opportunity then to share that phone number and also the website if people are also wanting to find out more.
Yes, so our phone number is 989-964-7125, and our website is marshallfredericks.org. And in addition to our open hours, which are Monday through Saturday, we also are planning a host of different programming and activities related to each of the different exhibitions. And so all of the details of dates and times for those are always on our website.
When students come in, the younger students come in for the experience, as you describe it, with the docents and the tours, are they most often coming in to see a singular exhibit, the museum as a whole, or especially in this where they can appreciate art through the wood exhibit in a very unique way and learn about the media, how it was created, and the impressions and thoughts of the artist, but then in something with the amount of social impact and potentially then even deeper personal meaning for students, how do volunteers bring sort of a complete experience like that when you have students maybe coming in thinking they're going to see one thing, they say two, and how do they relate this art to that art and see potentially, can they see them as separate? Do they see it as art as a whole? What impressions do you find from the young people?
So for the Hateful Things exhibition, this is actually the first time that we've opened it up to have volunteer experiences at the museum. And the volunteers mostly are coming from different departments on the university, faculty, staff, and some students. So they're being trained specifically around the Hateful Things exhibition. And then our museum staff are trained to provide tours of both the Marshall Fredericks galleries as well as each temporary exhibition. And our staff are able to then be able to make contrasts and comparisons between different exhibitions, whether it's one of our art exhibitions or like Hateful Things, we sometimes bring in humanities exhibitions as well.
Megan McAdoo joining us in studio. She is the executive director of the Marshall Fredericks Museum, and the wood exhibit is already on display, as she noted, about a week and a half or so ago, and open this past weekend with an opening reception Wednesday and also activities tomorrow night, Tuesday the 4th, of Hateful Things from the Jim Crow Museum at Ferris State University. Again, back to the idea of the involvement of the Saginaw Valley State University students. When an opportunity like this comes up where they brought the potential idea to you and your staff and incorporating it for them to have their own event, does this play into maybe looking down the road or maybe developing further the idea of having some of those young people more regularly involved? I don't know the extent of that with your cooperative relationship with Saginaw Valley State, but how often do they get the opportunity outside of simply coming in as students, but to be more in on the inner works, the planning, or perhaps the volunteer of presenting any kind of exhibit, specifically, obviously, this one?
Absolutely. So when I came on board at Marshall Frederick Sculpture Museum about a year ago, the involvement and engagement with students on campus was actually pretty limited. We do have student staff members, work-study students that work our reception and sometimes provide tours. But we've first added a paid internship program for students, and there are just so many different aspects of museum work that can relate to a number of different fields of study for the students. So we're offering those throughout the year. And then we're also trying to, again, open ourselves up even more to student involvement. And so by taking this smaller gallery and leaving flexibility for when students present ideas, we're able to accommodate that. So one thing that we are currently working on is after the Hateful Things exhibition comes down after February, working with art department students to conceive of some sort of exhibition or display and asking them to try and make something that's participatory for our visitors to come in and interact with art and not just view art and not be able to touch art, be able to do something. So we're really excited about lots of new opportunities, and these students come up with ideas that we would never think of. And so giving them that freedom and space to be able to do something in a professional setting and on a larger scale.
And do we look at that from the collective of we, I should say, from a standpoint of, as you said, with the exhibitions in wood, does that experiences in wood exhibit, does that, because that is planned so far in advance and you have several of those things mapped out as you move along, then as you're moving to include more of the students, knowing that, will you be looking to things that would necessarily complement or as a standalone, or leaving that open to fully to the creative process of what ideas the students may bring?
Yeah, I think we want to just remain open. Students, of course, don't plan as far in advance as we do. And so another one of the ways that we are doing that is with each exhibition that we are bringing in, we have a alcove area space in the museum that we've decided to turn into an interactive zone. And so with each exhibition, there's an opportunity to collaborate both with students or community organizations on what that space could be. And so we just really want to try and build in flexibility and remain open to ideas.
How far in advance does the word go out to the area schools to look at the possibilities of developing or expanding to have things that may relate to curriculum that can be taken down into some of the art programs in the area schools? How much of an effort either have you inherited in your first year, or are you working to develop so that there is that kind of, again, complementary between what is being displayed here at the museum and what is then maybe going on or could be going on in the schools?
Yeah, we're always trying to improve our communications with the schools and the community about what is coming to the museum and how they can take advantage of that and incorporate that into their curriculum. And so when we know of an exhibition that's coming, you know, 2 years in advance, we do definitely try to let them know and then have regular reminders. And reaching out directly to schools and community organizations and letting them know that we can customize experiences for them based on their age, their curriculum, the amount of time that they have. And so it's a really special opportunity that people can take advantage of.
Let's refresh then on the time frame of both the wood exhibit and the Jim Crow exhibit. Openings, reception dates, length of time that people have to see them, and contact information if they want to know more.
Absolutely. The Hateful Things exhibition is on view the entire month of February at the Marshall and Frederick Sculpture Museum located at Saginaw Valley State University. And the opening public reception is this Wednesday, the 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m. And then following the reception at 7 o'clock, will be a lecture by Dr. David Pilgrim. And then the Explorations in Wood exhibition is actually going to be on view through mid-May. So people have a lot of opportunity to come and see that exhibition. But again, I encourage people to go to the website and look at, we have a number of hands-on workshops. We are also going to do a wood art mini fair in collaboration with the Midland Woodturners Association to come in and demonstrate different wood techniques and be able to purchase their artwares.
Outreach then continuing as that exhibit continues into May then.
Yes.
And all of the details at marshallfredericks.org, and the phone number again if people want to know more.
989-964-7125.
Always good to share those details and have those up. Congratulations on that year-ish mark and getting settled in, and especially exciting to see how not only continuing the longstanding tradition at Marshall Fredericks, but some of these new ideas in terms of some of the things we talked about. And congratulations on both of these exhibits. Hats off to the students for being involved and getting this other exhibit from the Jim Crow Museum, Hateful Things, and moving that process along. Very powerful exhibit there, explorations in wood there also through the month of May, many activities tied. MarshallFredericks.org for all of the information. Megan, thanks as always for spending some time with us, and best of luck with all of the outreach and community connection as the exhibits continue.
Thank you so much.